grandmother on my mother's side, her name was Armour Lee. Grandfather on my mother's side was named Archie Lee Johnson. Grandmother on my father's side name was Luveda Martin. Grandfather on my father's side was named Jack Martin. I can call on those names, but you know those names can't do nothing for me. Oh yeah, they give me some fond memories, but when I call on the name of Jesus, I got to tell you, things just change. There's something about calling on that name. When your head is down, he'll lift it up. When your change is strange, he'll put somebody in your place to give you something. There is something. That name. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is something about the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, I got a scripture, two scriptures in the New Testament that I want to read. Let me, in the book of Mark chapter 11, verse 22, you got to find these words. And Jesus answering and said unto them, have faith in God. And then when we turn to Hebrews chapter 11, I want to read verses 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. For by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaks. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. Is this your testimony? That he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I want to talk about have faith in God alone. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor, neighbor, I want you to look them in the face and said that, have, say, neighbor, you must have faith in God alone. My brothers and my sisters, we are to have faith. I believe I can stand up in God alone. Leave it there. Many people put their faith in many things. Some put their faith in their job. Some put their faith in their bank account. Some put their faith in their spouse. Some put their faith in their good health. Can I say this morning? Some Republicans put their faith in number 45. Some Democrats put their faith in number 46. But I can tell each and every last one of us this morning that putting your faith in anything but God is like driving. How many of y'all have been in the, that's why I told those folks this morning on the telephone that was saying they had -5 and at 2 degrees and all that with snow and all that. Keep all of that stuff. Putting your faith in anything, anybody but God is just like driving on ice, thinking that your car is going to stop when you hit the brakes. I can say that because I've had an opportunity to drive in a whole bunch of ice. And I know that when you're driving in ice and you engage the brakes, it looks like the vehicle picks up speed. Amen. Because it's not going to stop. I have learned through these 75 years that the Lord has given to me that faith in God alone gives the assurance that all things are going to work together for good. I'm old enough now to understand that. I have faith in him. I have had faith in him through all of these years. And guess what? 2024, I'm going to continue to have my faith in God and God alone. And as I look out in the audience, I'm looking, I take my glasses off, but I still can see a whole bunch of people out there in that audience that's a little bit older than me. Amen. And I can rest assured that if I was to call on each one of them, I'm not going to do that. Praise God. They would let you know, praise God, that they too have had faith in God and had faith in God alone. And they too will tell you, praise God, that although some of them in here, 93, 92, 90, 82, 81, 80 years old. Praise God. Did I hit you? Is there anybody here older than 93? Amen. Amen. Sister Buckner, 94. Amen. Praise God. 95. Praise the name of the Lord. And I guarantee you that Sister Buckner, if I were to ask her to stand up and testify, you know what Sister Buckner would tell me? Sister Buckner would tell me that throughout those whole 95 years that the Lord has allowed her to live on this earth, everything didn't go hunky-dory. She had some ups in her life. She had some downs in her life. She had some disappointments in her life. She probably had some sickness in her life. But guess what? Through it all, she continued to have faith in God because she knew that by having faith in God and God alone, that he was going to bring her through whatever it is or whatever it was that she was going through. Amen. Can I have a witness? You see, I say that because I know that the devil is hard at work. How many of y'all know that the devil is hard at work? Man, if y'all can't contest that the devil is hard at work, then there's got to be something wrong with you. Praise God. The devil is on his job 24/7. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Praise God. And he is on his job 24/7. Praise God. And so I know that there's no doubt in my mind that all throughout those years, praise God, there have been times of joy. There's been times of sorrow. There have been times of hope. There's been times of despair. But by faith in God alone, look at us. Amen. Look at us, everybody here. Look, I'm gonna put it like this: If you're less than 75, you're young. Amen. Pray God. All those folks in here that's, well, let me do this. Everybody here that's 70 years old and old, raise your hand. Praise God. We're talking about having faith in God. Look at us. Praise God. Look, because we have faith and we have faith in God alone, you know what we're still doing? Man, we're still preaching. We're still teaching. We are still witnessing. We are still singing. Praise God. We are still winning souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. And truly, 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 we have come this far. Amen. By faith. And I'm talking about by faith in God alone. Amen. So when we look at the two texts that we've read, Hebrew writer says that it takes faith to please God. That's in the text. I didn't write that. It takes faith to please him. So if I just do the corollary to that, if you want to displease him, don't have no faith. Praise God. So he says that we must have faith in God. And if you want to please him, praise God, you ought to have faith. Let me see everybody here that want to please God. Let me see if the hands of everybody in here who wants to please God. So that means that you have faith. You see, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Oh, that's why I tell people all the time, don't just sing songs. Listen to the lyrics of the song. Listen to the lyrics of the song. Because when I look at that song and I look at that song alone, that song says we've come this far by faith. Leaning on what? The Lord. Trusting in his holy word. And guess what? When we trust in his holy word, he'll never fail us. He's never failed us yet. Praise God. I know I got some witness in here. Sister Lewis, you're a witness that he'll never fail us. And that song writer goes on to say, oh, oh, oh. Praise God. I can't turn around. I'm not going back like we talked about in Sunday school this morning when these young folks get converted, praise God, and they hang around those friends who get them to change their minds and make them go back into, oh, can't turn around because I've come. I've come.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Awesome, brother, can tell redeemed.